When the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met in a special meeting on Tuesday, April 28th, a discussion item was Western Iowa Conference Huddle Season Pass live streaming structure. Following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Superintendent Ron Lorenz, and he tells us more.
Discussion approval of Western Iowa Conference WIC Huddle Season Pass live streaming structure. Tell me about that.
This is one that actually generated a lot of conversation as well. The Western Iowa Conference Board of Control, which consists of superintendents, had a meeting on April 22nd along with principals and activities directors. There were a lot of topics that were covered, but one of the primary discussion items was a proposal to implement a huddle conference-wide season pass. The huddle season pass is essentially a digital streaming subscription that allows fans to watch live and on-demand broadcasts of athletic events across the entire conference using the existing huddle platform. The thinking is that this would expand access beyond those who are able to attend in person, allowing parents, grandparents, alumni to follow teams remotely. So somebody that couldn't attend a game, somebody that is living far away, could actually watch, you know, the game through the huddle cam or through a phone, through a tablet, through a computer, whatever, you know, media they have. And from the school's perspective, it's really intended to generate some additional revenue to help offset some of those rising costs. We talk about things like, you know, officials and just equipment and those kinds of things. We're very sensitive to raising ticket prices. We don't want to do that. But the cost just keeps going up. So if we're to continue offering these opportunities to kids, we've got to find a way to pay for them. Huddle is a potential funding stream, and I don't want to say that we're going to get rich off this. I don't think that's the case. But it's kind of our first attempt to try to find some of these alternatives. The stipulation would be that if we sell these tickets, there would be a cost of $7 for a single event, which is the cost of a ticket, or $20 for a full conference pass, which means anybody who pays that $20 could watch any game that's played, you know, at a home site within the conference. Not necessarily our own games. Certainly, you know, somebody from Red Oak could watch our kids travel to Missouri Valley, but we could also watch a football game between Trainer and Underwood if we wanted to. So that was kind of the conversation. We did have some very preliminary conversation about each district's ability to sell sponsorships if they wanted to, that are tied to local events, and keep all of those proceeds. Otherwise, the proceeds would be shared across all of the conference schools equally. There are no exclusivity restrictions. There are so no limits on what local media like KCSI could do in terms of streaming. And ultimately, the Board of Control passed this, so now we have to bring it to the local boards and determine whether a majority of boards want to pursue this. This evening, our board talked about the fact that we may be a little bit unique because we're blessed to have KCSI as a partner, and you guys cover so many of our events and promote our school district. So we don't want to do anything to compete with KCSI. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize the good thing that we have going. So I think this evening the board was reluctant to approve anything. Ultimately, they decided to table this conversation until we have some more detail such as what is the exact percentage that the participating districts will get. What are the details of the contract language? Are there any loopholes or dark corners in the contract that we need to be aware of? And those things simply haven't been negotiated yet. So no action was taken. We just merely decided we would table this, knowing that I think the board just wants to have more detail before they make any decision. And I don't have a sense of where they will land on this one.
So that more than likely will come up at the next meeting, probably, I'm guessing. But if the majority of the governing board for the WIC determines this 50% or more, then it will be conference-wide.
It's going to happen.
Regardless
but of, the conversation that we have to then have locally is how do we proceed? And I think the way that Brett Blackman put it is, what guardrails are we going to put in place locally We can't defy what the league says,
right.
But we can make some decisions. Are we going to pursue sponsorships? Mm-hmm. Are we going to add cameras at venues or sites that don't currently have them? Are we going to, you know, whatever, fill in the blank?
Right.
So I think there's still, even if this passes, I think there are still steps that we have to take to define how it is we operationalize these things mm-hmm. locally.
Okay.
Thanks to Red Oak Community School District Superintendent Ron Lorenz for his time and that information. Again, that was following a special meeting on Tuesday, April 28th.